Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An area author has two new books out. What are they about and why does she write? Let's go in-depth with Barbara Paulding, originally from Hamilton. So, Barb, sitting in front of me are a couple of books. One is a novel, and the other is sort of a family stories, titled Stories from My Father, Stories of Family, Coal Miners, and the Dust and Dirt of Southern Iowa. We're all used to that. And then Ghost Town Truck Stop. It's pretty cool seeing your work in front of you, sharing it, isn't it?
It's very cool. You know, you don't usually start a literary career when you're 77 years old, but it's really exciting. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it.
And I bet you didn't start a literary career when you were 77. I bet it's been a long time in the making.
Well, I've written all my life, but this is the first time I've ever tried to get anything published and get it out for the public. And it's kind of scary to share your work because you never know how it's going to be received. But I'm proud of both of the books, and I hope people will enjoy them.
Well, one of them is sort of familiar to us in the sense that in the stories from my father, most of us hear stories from, if not fathers, from family members. And some of the good ones, a lot of us want to write them down. But we all share those stories, and we hear them. But you went to the extra effort to write them down.
I did, and it was a labor of love. My dad passed away in 2011. He was just shy of his 101st birthday, and he was very charismatic, and people just loved to be around him up until, you know, the day he died. And he was a great storyteller. And I thought his life and his family's life was so interesting. I initially wrote that for the family, and then everybody wanted copies of it, so I thought I would see if I could get it published. But that book is full of not only the stories of coal miners and their lives, but my great-grandfather and my grandfather were both dedicated union men. My great-grandfather Jacob Paulding was in the Progressive Mine Workers Union. It wasn't a union, it was the movement before the United Mine Workers Union. And then my grandfather joined the United Mine Workers, and he just thought John L. Lewis was a god. You know, I grew up John L. Lewis pictures all over every place in his house. And it's, you know, there's stories in there about the Ku Klux Klan and the terrible racism that existed in Southern Iowa at that time, and how that impacted my father, and how he came to grips with that when he would see all these signs all over the town saying, well, I probably shouldn't use this word, but they did say niggers, no niggers allowed after dark. And he had one thing that happened to him when he was about 9 years old, a couple things. One was the Ku Klux Klan came to his church and laid down a bag of money and asked everybody to join the Klan. And when he got home, he told his dad about it. And his dad sat him down and explained to him that the union was for equality and really emphasized that to my dad. And then a few weeks later, he was down at the depot. The kids hung around there waiting for the trains to come in. And an elderly black man got off the train. And it was about sundown, and he wanted to go to Buxton. And my dad begged the driver to let him go on the horse cart, and the driver did. And something happened to my dad on that drive because that old black man took his coat off, covered my dad up when it got chilly that evening, and they sang songs together. And he was a Methodist minister going to Buxton to minister to the black coal miners there. And he's always told me that after that, he believed with his dad, he believed in equality. So it was just a beautiful story, I thought. Yeah.
Wow, that is a great story. And this was all growing up in southern Marion County? This was near Hamilton, right?
That was in Hamilton, Iowa. Hamilton. Yep. They all lived in Hamilton, Iowa.
A much bigger place than it is now.
Then, now, and I have stories of Hamilton in the 1900s and stories of, and I have pictures of some of the famous mines at that time, like the Golden Goose and Rex 5 and all the ones that my grandfather and family worked in. So,
more in depth
after this. I continued my conversation with author Barbara Paulding. Well, in the stuff that you're describing, I mean, historians and a lot of people will recognize the role of John Lewis from Lucas County.
Right.
And just right, you know, next door, and then bringing rights to workers and things that we take for granted nowadays with respect to hours, child labor laws, things like that. And then just the other direction, Buxton, this grand experiment in racial equality.
It was wonderful, yes.
So these were times, this was, I don't know, it was revolutionary in the sense, and Iowa was at the center of this, all these experiments playing out, trying to make the world a better place.
Yes.
And your father was part of this.
My father was, and my grandfather.
And your grandfather.
Yeah, both of them were very much part of that. And, you know, there's the good and the bad of everything that happens in life. But those things really impacted my father. He was all his life a champion for equal rights. And he didn't join the unions because, well, he worked in the mines for a short time, but he eventually got to go to college, and he became a school administrator. But even as a school administrator, he fought for equal rights all his life. Yeah. So it's a great heritage for me.
Well, yeah. And, well, it's really pretty neat for all of us that live in this area to think back at those times and the changes that have happened.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of it, we're still sort of short-sighted. We forget some of the places that we've come from to be where we are today, and that there's still more work to do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. There's a lot more work to do. And I was actually born in a coal miner's shack in 1937 in Hamilton, because my dad was still mining then. And, I remember very vividly what that was like. And, you know, it was a close-knit, all my relatives lived within two or three blocks of us. It was a very close-knit, wonderful life in many, many ways. So, yeah. I hope I captured some of that, because I've got a lot of pictures from those days, and pictures of Hamilton and the school and the church. And another story my dad just loved about the mines was when they were working to get rid of getting paid in script instead of real money.
Script that you could use with the
With the company store.
I see. Okay.
Yes. And once they could get paid in real money, they had a lot more freedom. The mine owners didn't have as much control over them. So, yeah, that was an important fight that my grandpa was involved in.
So you became, well, sometimes the owners of the coal mine would rent your house out. You could only use their store, pay in their script. You were essentially
paid slave. Yeah.
But you'd have to pay the money back to them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then breaking out of that cycle must have been very difficult, because if you did, you ran the risk of losing your income and somebody replacing you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And there's this another story he always told about the summer that the strikes went on and on and on, and people were getting really scared and hungry, and his dad was in charge of part of the union, and he was supposed to be in charge of getting the men back to work when the strike was finally settled, and the people in town were threatening him and saying, "Don't put those, again, niggers back to work before all of us white people go back to work." And of course, Grandpa didn't do that. He put people back to work the way they were supposed to be, regardless of their color. But Dad remembers being pretty scared during that time that his father was being threatened. So, yeah.
That stuff has to stay with you.
Yeah, it does. It did stay with him all his life. But I think back and I think how easy it would have been for him to pick up that prejudice. And probably if it hadn't been for his dad, he would have. Because his mom was from Virginia and she was very prejudiced. So,
and you mentioned some stories of faith. Do you think his faith helped him?
I do. Yeah, I do. He was the first person in his family to go to college. His mother wanted him to be a Methodist minister, and he went to John Fletcher College in Oskaloosa and became an ordained Methodist minister. And so he didn't stay in that profession very long, but he did always have a lot of faith.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with author Barbara Paulding. Well, and then now let's turn to your other book, which is very different. It's a novel, Ghost Town Truck Stop. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a little harder to describe, I think. And I hope I can do the book justice, because I'm really very proud of this book. It's set in, it has set in the trucking world. It's about trucking in the sense that it's set in that world. But it really tells the story of what happens to people when they are all stranded together, a bunch of strangers, at a truck stop in Montana, and they're stranded by a blizzard. And it's a universal story, I think, about families and love and a story of loss. And it also has information and characters about the devastating effects of childhood sexual abuse that can have on the victims and on the people who love them. I think that it's a heartbreaking story and a hopeful story, and I think that readers can come away from that with a sense of knowing that even in the face of tragedy, peace and love can come with forgiveness, that you can have closure. And one thing I don't know about other people, but when I read a novel, the most, besides the fact that people need to know how to write, you know, fairly decently, to me the most important thing are the characters. And if you feel connected to the people, you feel they're real, and you feel their pain and their joy, then I think that's a successful novel. And I hope I've accomplished that in Truck Stop.
Well, now also in front of me is another book called Poems from the Heartland, a collection of poetry by your brother, Tom Paulding.
Yes, that's my little brother. He started his career a little younger than I did, but he's been writing poems all his life. He would just sit down at the table, and you would tell him a subject or something, and he'd just scribble off a poem about it. And so he has a collection of poems that he's gathered over the years. He was a farmer, he was an auctioneer, he was a cowboy, and all of his life experiences are reflected in that. And he's got some very wonderful poems in there. He says, if you like some of them, keep them. If you don't like them, tear that page out and throw it away. But I don't think people will be throwing very many pages away. I think it's a really nice collection of poetry, and I'm glad he got that published. He's very proud of that also.
Well, and your folks must have been doing something special that sort of, I don't know, encouraged you or somehow inspired you and your brother to write like this?
I don't know. You know, neither one of them were writers. But my older brother, who lives in Colorado, is also a writer. He's put out a couple books. But all three of us just... But we had a lot of love, you know, when we were growing up. And that was, and I think we had the freedom to be what we wanted to be. Like when I left my life as a psychologist and administrator and went to truck driving school when I was 50, my folks were proud of me. My dad said, "My God, I can't believe you're driving a semi," you know. So we always felt that we had the freedom to be who we wanted to be, you know, even if it didn't fit the mold. So, yeah.
And you're both coming and talking and doing a reading at the Knoxville Public Library when?
It will be this Wednesday, August 13th, from 6 to 8. Yeah, and we'll be on the second floor.
Now, why do I have the feeling this is going to be a real good time, you and your brother talking, telling stories.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of fun, yeah. And we, you know, he is like my father. He's very charismatic, and people are just drawn to Tom. And, yeah, he loves people, you know. Being an auctioneer was, I think, one of the things he loved the most in the world, because he got to interact with people all the time. And he's got some poems in here about being an auctioneer.
Well, that must be fun, taking the stage with your brother to tell some stories.
It is. It's helped, you know, make the whole process a little less scary, and it certainly is always fun when he comes back. And we're trying to convince him to move back. But his daughter, Ramona, is a pastor here in the local Presbyterian church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so she's trying to get him to move back, too. But we'll see how that works out.
Thanks to Barbara Paulding for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.